Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle, the voice of the Stratford Warriors. Casey Kenny joins us with a busy weekend of hockey coming up. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Jamie. Thanks for having me in.
We've got three games for this weekend. We'll get to that, but let's talk about last weekend with Elmira.
Yeah, for sure. So it was a weekend that started out not on a great note. They lost the game here in Stratford on the Friday night to Elmira, who played a strong game for sure. The Sugar Kings are the top team in the Midwestern Conference, so wasn't a surprise that they would come out and play as well as they did. Sunday, though, Stratford coming back and getting a victory in Elmira. They were able to defeat the Sugar Kings by a score of 4-3, and yeah, great game, and able to get some revenge coming off of the loss on Friday night. So it was a great way to close out the weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. So we got a big weekend coming up. We got three games. We're back at the Almond Arena tonight.
Yeah, so tonight it's when the Air Centennials are in town at the William Almond, 7:30 opening faceoff. And yeah, it's another busy weekend. There's been there will be 11 games by the end of this month that the Warriors have played. And it's been a busy one for sure. I know even speaking with the general, Don MacArthur, he said he couldn't really remember a weekend in recent seasons, or a month rather, in recent seasons where there's been three games to start off the month on a weekend and then to close out another three. So yeah, it's been busy for sure, but yeah, it continues tonight at home against the Air Centennials.
All right, so it's tonight at the Almond Arena, and then it's an away game Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday they make the trip to perhaps the coldest rink in Canada. Again, that's not scientifically proven, but I'm pretty sure it is anyway.
Do you have the warmers in your gloves?
I think
there?
You almost need them for sure, yeah. Double layers and perhaps a skidoo suit or something like that. So yeah, they're making the trip to Cowden. That's an 8 o'clock face-off on Saturday night for sure. So always nice to get down there, and not a bad rink at all, but just a bit on the chilly side.
Okay, fair enough. Well, bundle up on Saturday, and then we're back home on Sunday.
Yeah, rare Sunday afternoon game. The Battle of Perth County has the list of all Cyclones in Stratford. 4:30 start, and yeah, it's a great way to close out the month with the battle again at Perth County, seeing the list of all Cyclones, who have been playing great hockey as of late. So it'll be a good battle to see who comes out on top.
We got a big weekend. So it's taking on Air tonight at the Almond Arena. That's 7:30 tonight.
Exactly.
And again, 8 o'clock, an away game on Saturday. And then a 4:30 Sunday, sort of late afternoon game.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. So yeah, it's going to be busy. Lots of hockey to call, but I love it. I wouldn't be anywhere else. So yeah, it's exciting to get this going and see how the weekend unfolds.
And again, great hockey at the Almond Arena. And should mentioned, boy, it's really kind of gearing up for 2024 with the 100th anniversary of the Almond Arena. I know books are planned, celebrations are planned. It's going to be a big year.
Yeah, it's going to be a big year for sure. It's great. I love it. And yeah, as you say, I know there's a book in the works that should come out, I think, around this time next year is what the author was saying. But yeah, it's pretty exciting for sure. And it's going to be a cool anniversary and a chance for myself to learn even more about the history of that building. You know, you try not to take it for granted being in the press box and, you know, loving every minute being in such a cool building to be able to call hockey. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited to take part in all of it for sure.
All right, check out the game tonight at the Almond Arena. And for the away games, how do they catch those
games?
Yeah,
for sure. So they can go to stratfordwarriors.hockey. We have all the games all season long on there, myself and the general. Pre-game gets going 5 minutes prior to puck drop, so Saturday night, or tomorrow night rather. That'll be an 8 o'clock opening face-off, 7:55 pre-game show.
Okay, make sure you got the toque, the scarf, the mitts. Anything else?
I need a full
long
checklist
underwear
for sure. Yeah,
for
yeah.
Saturday,
for a thermos full of coffee or hot chocolate for sure. You know, yeah, and just make sure ready to go.
Voice of the Stratford Warriors, Casey Kenny. Thanks.